Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome to another episode of the Royal Bluettes, the Bluette family. We really appreciate everybody who listens on Thursday at 7 p.m. If you're new, we're an open family to each other. We admit our faults. We encourage one another. We get mad at one another. And we also encourage one another. So each moment that you may have in your life, we have in our life, and we're not having this broadcast or this podcast as better than anybody, because we're not. We're just some normal folks. They got a huge backing in Jesus Christ, and I would advise you to get that backing for yourself. So, again, thank you for joining this evening. I want to also thank Elder Oliver for this platform on Chaos Block Talk Radio. May God continue to bless his family abundantly. May his blessings pour over. So, again, thank you for listening tonight and getting on. And if you don't mind, if this show gives you anything of encouragement or gives you anything of normalcy in your life, that you are normal, and what social media tells us what things are, how life's supposed to be, is out of normalcy. Show gives you anything, encourage some of your friends to tune in also, that they can get exhorted, lifted up in their own selves by Jesus Christ, that they are somebody, regardless of what you see on social media and what people tell you and how people show you. But respect that God made you in his image. I don't want to give too much away. Just respect God for making you in his image. Not in the image of people that you may idolize, but God made you in his image that you can glorify him. But anyway, so let's see. We got a subject tonight. Let me read the scripture first. Let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 10. So let's read. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. We'll read that one more time. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Amen. And the subject given tonight is, I will not apologize for being myself. Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. So I let my wife or one of the kids pick the subject. And they do it every week. And I like that. And I pretty much pick the scripture. And they sometimes they have their own scriptures also. But I like this one. I'm going to have to read this verse again. I have to. By the grace of God, I am what I am. That speaks volumes. That speaks volumes. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, meaning that what he has, his grace that he has given me, I don't mess it up. I don't just do what I want to do. I don't just be who I want to be. I give him praise. It's not in vain that he gave it to me. And you know how you try to help somebody and you do all you can with somebody, even paying their mortgage or buying them a month of groceries or doing something for them, that person that you did that for, it was not in vain. And they profusely thank you, which you tell them, don't worry about it. I got you. But they do continue to thank you. So it's not in vain that God has made us who we are and let us know that he did, that we not take it in vain. But by the grace of God, we are who we are, and we spread that love to others. So by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. So what he gave me, this grace that he gave me and created me, and I am who I am, I spread this, I labored more abundantly than they all. I did more than my friend did. I did more than my family did. I did more than the next person did. I did more than the next church member did. I did more because of God's grace on me. I knew it was sufficient for me to go beyond my own capabilities, believing in the grace of God that he would help me do what I want to do, that's in his will. I might have to take this whole show, guys. I'm sorry.
You're good. I'm loving it.
Sorry.
Please
sorry.
Do.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Continue that.
I'm sorry. If you ever realize and understand where you was, the things you were into, the atmosphere that was around you, if you ever realize where you were, what you were doing, and you think back on it, you truly think back on it, and what you know now about the Word of God and what you learned. And a lot of people say this. It was God that brought me through, and they keep moving on and walking on. And a lot of people use that grace in vain. I cannot do that, because I know where I was. I know what I was doing. I know how I was hurting people for money, selling drugs, not caring about how it destroyed families. And this word karma, where society says it'll come back on you in the form of karma. I thank God for his grace that it has not come back on me in that way. I would not be here today if God sent that karma to me. I was an awful person. I was a person that if he was walking toward me, what I portrayed, what you saw coming at you. You were walking the other side of the street. So I could, thank you, Jesus. I can say at this point in my life that what he has bestowed upon me is not in vain. It is not in vain. So, all right, let's get on with the show. Sorry about that.
No, you're good, sweetie. You're good.
No, that's good. I'm sitting here reading another version to help break it down. And I have to start at 9 to go into 10, and I'm going to read the version I have. It says, I am the least important of the apostles. I'm not even fit to be called an apostle. I tried to destroy God's church, but because of God's grace, I am what I am, and his grace was not wasted on me. No, I have worked harder than all the other apostles, but I didn't do the work. God's grace was with me. Like, that humbleness to just know that this isn't even me. Like, I'm not even called for this. I'm not even qualified. Like, but
no.
because of God's grace, this is who I am. Like, thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy to, like, we may not be a qualified or equipped in our flesh, but with the Spirit on us, we can do all things. Like, God is just so good.
And why do you think he called us? Because we are least qualified.
Mm-hmm.
I will not apologize for being myself.
What I've been through, the things I've done, the things I've seen and experienced, they made me who I am. Like, I won't apologize for nothing. Like, well, to God, of course, repentance, all that, you know. But, like, this is who it made me who I am. And God's grace and mercy. Mm-hmm.
I just want to testify, like, with me getting pregnant, this is baby girl, a.k.a. Oscar the Dime. But with me getting pregnant and having my baby at 13, you would think, like, what? But, like, I take that as, like, my daughter is the reason why who I am today. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, like me running away, that built me stronger, built my calf stronger. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can reach more people like you. That's what I was telling y'all earlier. Your light should shine brighter in darkness. Been in the dark before. You know what it looks like and feel like.
Right.
So why not let your light shine in the darkness? You know how it felt to be in the dark. You know how it felt. And that's what I keep telling you. Keep letting your light shine wherever you go. You don't have to dim your light for other people to shine. Your light is still going to shine. It's still going to come through. So stop dimming your lights for other people. Let your light shine in darkness. It shines the brightest in darkness. And one thing the pastor let me know when I first started going to his church was, you ain't getting drunk by yourself. Bring some of your friends with you. Okay? You don't have to stop talking to people or get a, people will, they will stop coming to you. Our house was the party house. When I started going to church, some of them went, some of them didn't. But guess what? They made the choice. I didn't have to make the choice for them. They made the choice not to come back to my house. They made the choice because of my lifestyle. And once you start changing and maturing and becoming the person that God has made you, a lot of people is not going to like. What is that quote? Somebody, your dad put a quote on there. The God that's in me interrupt your demons when I come around. You know what I mean? It was something like that. I forget the quote. But, I mean, it will interrupt. Yes. Yes. That's what we do. That's what we do. And don't let your light, don't dim your lights, baby. Keep letting your light shine. Because I'm telling you, this is, it's so dark right now. Everywhere you go, it's just stuff, just out of nowhere. Like, what? This is the time we need to let our light shine. This is the best time. As a matter of fact, when Asha was in the hospital, I witnessed more in that hospital. God gave me so much peace in the hospital with my baby dying. She couldn't swallow, couldn't do nothing, couldn't speak. But I had so much peace, so much peace. And I witnessed it was just so amazing how God would just send people in there, and just to see Asha doing what she was doing, and God had to show me that his power still works. We have to apply it. It's what you speak. Speak life. Life and death is in the power of tongue. What is that? Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Speak life. I'm not apologizing for being myself. Who am I? If we can describe ourselves with one word, what would it be? Mine is love.
Mine is authentic.
Who is that, Nani?
Yes. Yours is love. Mine is authentic. Who else?
You said authentic?
Yes, authentic. I'm myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Stay that way. Look up authentic.
Yes, authentic.
Because I'm telling you, this world needs real people with issues that's going to tell you the real truth. Okay, the real truth and nothing but the truth. Even if it hurts, sometimes people need to hurt. They will remember it. But guess what? At the end of the day, we talk about everything else. Why can't we just? It is what it is.
As long as it's done in love.
Yes, as long as it's done in love. You're right. As long as it's done in love, I'm going to tell you. I'm not even going to go there. It is what it is. So a lot of times, I've given my truth, and it wasn't so lovely. A lot of times. And the excuse I would use was, it was the truth. Yeah, but just like you said, in love, it's not so much what we say, it's how we say it. It's our tone. And I have even with how I'm talking now, I have a strong, when I'm passionate about something, I'm passionate about it, and I'm talking about it, and that's how my delivery. But I'm learning to.
What you say is what you say.
Right. It's no gray. It's either black or white. But like Vanessa said, it's the way I deliver it. And if you've been around me any length of time, even for a quick second, everybody knows who has a pure heart and don't have, you know, they know that I'm. It may come out harsh. At the end of the day, you'll be like, you know what? Yeah, that was
so
true.
Do you feel like in those situations, do you have to apologize for being yourself?
No, I'm not going to apologize for being myself. I will apologize if I made you feel like a certain type of way. That's what I apologize for, because I can't change the way you feel. If you said I made you feel that way, then guess what?
You have to change your delivery. So,
right, I have to change. You're right. I have to change my delivery, but This is what I'm saying though. I've been working on that. If I make you feel a certain type of way, I will apologize for that, for making you feel that way. The truth is the truth, regardless of how I said it. So I'm apologizing for not saying it in a tasteful way, not apologizing for speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
So yeah,
I'm not apologizing for being myself. No, not at all. But I'm apologizing for how I made you feel. And I don't have a problem with that.
So how do... let's take a moment. I'm sorry. So our subject tonight is I will not apologize for being myself. All right? And sometimes in being ourselves, we have confidence in what we say, how we act, who we think we are. That all goes into that. When I say I will not apologize for being myself, but what can help us on that, everybody listening, what could help us on that is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. None of us are perfect. None of us are going to perfectly say things. We're not going to perfectly act perfect. We're not going to perfectly portray ourselves perfect. But what we can't do is take on what we see to add to our image. What we can't do is take on who we are and be transformed into the world. But we need to transform by the renewing of our mind, by the reading of the Word of God, studying it every day, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So when we absently say something that offends somebody and then come back on, I will not apologize for being myself, we are all wrong, or we have not quite got it right. So I know we have family meetings, my wife, myself, and our kids, to where our last meeting, I went over the top, and I apologize for that. I was just speaking straightforward of the conversation I was hearing. Should I have said some of the things I said? No. Should I have said some of the things I've said? Yes. Sometimes we have a mental block and who we think we are, conversation can open up. Who are we really would be the question. So where I'm at in my life right now is that I'm good. But what God has created in me, I'm good. And then another lie on that lie. I'm good with just saying what either God gives me or what comes out of me. And I can promise you that my intentions are not to hurt anybody, but I'm at the age where I'm going to just tell you the plain truth. So our kids growing up to kind of, you know, bend this and bend that and saying things to them to not hurt their feelings or to not scare them. But now,
who is we?
It is what it is. Talking about me, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
It is what it is. I need you to know the truth as the truth presents itself, that when you leave me and you're in the world working or whatever you're doing, Davey, you know that Daddy told you the truth and can't nobody come to you with the lie because I told you the truth. We used to try to give you things softly, and the world tries to softly speak to each other. You know, people in the world try to softly speak to each other not to, you know, interrupt their day or not to offend them. And let me tell you something. It's a lot of people need to be offended with the truth. Stop holding back what God has created in you. And what's the creation in you? That God uses your body to house his spirit to tell the truth. Maturity will give you a truth you don't want to know. Maturity will give you a truth that will scare you. Grow up. Clean your ears. Delete some of the stuff in your mind that the world has polluted you with so that you can accept the truth and comprehensively plant it in your mind. And when somebody else run up on you with something else, you can refute it with the truth that was bestowed in you by somebody that told you the truth. And I'm not trying to be so strong on what I'm saying, but I am. Get to a place in your life where if somebody taps you on the shoulder that you don't even know, tell them the truth, even if it hurts. And my kids know that I have been sheltering them for a long time. But my wife, their mother, has been hitting them upside the head from day one. But the balance of love between me and my wife and our kids is that I was a pillow and she was a rock. And still is. So I would not apologize for being myself. Genesis 1 and 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God is all about the truth. He created the truth. He is the truth. He speaks the truth. We are created in his image. Don't be scared to tell the truth. All right?
Even if it hurts.
I have a question. So, you know, like, I should have been looking at the scripture about the log, like you got a log in your eye, but you're trying to get the sawdust out of somebody else. Like, so what about that scripture as far as like worry about yourself, but you sitting here trying to tell somebody else what to do?
That's for a person that thinks they're always right. That's for a person that looks down on others. That's for a person that has placed themselves in a high seat, in a high area. That's over somebody else. Because, you know, you got a lot of people that say, oh, girl, you know, she or he did this, that, and the other. But your friend that you're telling it to can look at you and say, you did that too. So that scripture is to turn to God and repent for the things that you have sinned in, and then can you help your brother that just got dust in his eye? Clear yourself with God first. Tell the truth to God that you sinned and repent truthfully. Then can I knock on somebody else's door and say, hey, do you know God? Hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Let me give you a word of God right quick. Then can you do that? So you got a lot of folk evangelizing right now. You got a lot of folk knocking on doors. You got a lot of folk trying to feed the homeless and all this and that and the other. You got a lot of folk taking videos and pictures of them themselves feeding the homeless. What's that for? What is that for? What is that
I got
for?
Something to say.
For the recognition that somebody see you feeding the homeless and it ain't truthfully, and you're not truthfully doing it. You're doing it for you. So,
I see. Okay, in the scripture.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wait, I see the scripture.
I was saying, like, you can't, like, say that you're not all the way right with God. You know, you still got your issues, your dirt, too, but you still want to give back to the community. You saying, I still can't do that?
No, he said taking pictures and flaunting and boasting, you know, like, oh, I did this in that type of way. Like, taking pictures of you feeding other people. Like, you just, you know, who said that person wanted to be posted of you doing that for them? You know what I mean? Like, you doing it for recognition versus it being sincere. But, okay, the scripture, I pulled it up. It says, thou hypocrite. It starts off saying that, so I get what you're saying. It says, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Okay, that's Matthew 7 and 5.
Because you're trying to judge somebody else. You're trying to talk about somebody else, and you got a big old log in your eye. And I got a little toothpick in mine. But you want to pick out my toothpick, but you can't see that big old log in your eye? Why, you trying to get the little toothpick out of mine?
It's so funny that it'd be such a big difference how Daddy explains stuff and the way you explain.
I mean, hey, that's what makes us us. Hey, it is what it is.
Right, I'm not going
anyway,
to apologize for being who I am.
I'm not gonna apologize for being who I am. I just say it straight, blunt. I mean, for you to understand, so you won't have no ifs, ands, buts. Did you understand what I just said? I'm going to make it real plain for you. Have I ever made anything difficult? No. I make it real easy for you to understand and to comprehend. So you won't have no excuses.
Not sometimes, not all the time, because sometimes you like to play. You like to make us play word games, make us choke on our words by the way you spit yours. Now she make us think. Both of them make us think in different
ways.
That's
when you're lying. When you're lying, no.
Okay.
When you're lying, I will make you keep lying to tell another lie. I deliberately do that. Because you shouldn't have told the first lie. Now I'm going to make you tell another one and another one and another one. I'm going to keep on asking you questions, and you're going to keep adding the lies on. Yes, I do that. I do it on purpose. Because I want you to tell me the truth, because I already know the truth. Just say the truth. And I have patience, and you know I have patience, and I will sit there all night and just let you add lie on top of lie on top of lie. Then when you get tired,
your patience
and
like undefeated.
Then I'll let you know. Or maybe I won't.
All right. All right, y'all going in another direction right now. So, yeah, your mother's a detective. She's FBI and everything else, and she gets y'all every time. But our subject, I will not apologize for being myself. Have you ever been around some of your peers or your friends, and they know you for being who you are? They know you for how you represent yourself. They know you for what you believe in. Have you ever been around your peers or somebody, and everybody's talking, and somebody slip up and cuss, and they look at you and say, oh, I'm sorry? Has that ever happened to any of you?
Yeah, it happened to me the other day.
That lets you know that you're portraying something of God. That lets you know that you're trying to be the best person you are. So our subject tonight, I will not apologize for being myself, applies to that what I just asked. If you're around people and they just steadily cussing, and doing all manner of negative things, and they never look at you and apologize, you can't claim the title, "I will not apologize for being myself," because you're not yourself. You're implementing society and what's around you, and you fit in, if that make any sense. If humble yourself, get into the Word of God, start studying again correctly to get an understanding, and then proceed. God is so graceful. And if we go back to the first scripture I read, I got to find it. The first scripture I read, all right, 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. If we get to the end of the last word in that scripture, which is me, did we labor more abundantly than anybody else? Or did we just take this in vain? As Paul said, it was not bestowed upon me. It was not in vain that he gave this grace to me. So we got to be careful. We got to, as my wife said, we got to catch bubbles as we're learning the process. We're not there. Nobody's there. But we have to catch bubbles, talk slowly of what does want to come out of our mouth. We have to catch a bubble on and think and let the Word of God come out of us, or a great conversation come out of us, or a help conversation come out of us, or an exhorted conversation come out of us, or uplifting conversation come out of us. People talk too fast. And throw out the wrong message. And as I'm talking now, take your time and talk. Thank you, Jesus. Take the time God has given you in this present day, which is a present that he woke you up on. Take your time and talk. And when somebody else is talking, don't wait to give an answer. In other words, don't just be quiet so you can hurry up and answer. Listen. And then respond slowly, that you don't have to catch a world bubble, but you can release the Word of God in their life, or an encouraging word in their life, or an exhortative word in their life, or give them what they need, slowly. I don't know why I'm like this tonight, but I can't apologize for it.
Because you're just refreshing a conversation that you had with me a while back.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay. That's fine. So Ephesians 10, chapter 2. I'm sorry, Ephesians 10, chapter 10. Ephesians 2, chapter 10. Ephesians 2, chapter 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And you know, everybody can't quote these scriptures on command, you know, but you get this, you read this word, get it inside of your subconscious. That means it's planted. When you need it, and if it's in the will of God, you will quote these scriptures. Or you would get close to every single word that you subconsciously planted in your mind when you read it. And if you get an understanding of it, it don't even have to be the same word, but the same understanding. If you understand it, you ought to be able to explain scripture three or four different ways, and depending on what age you're encountering, to get, so they can get the understanding, because you know it and understand it. I'm gonna let y'all have it. Just try.
No,
to
you're
stay
doing
in.
Good. You're doing good.
Just try to stay in our subject. I will not apologize for being myself, but the myself that we want to be is on God's side. It can't be the myself of the world and anybody who's listening. We can't just be ourselves because that's how we grew up or that's how our family was or that's, you know, what I became. No, we can't do that because that can hurt somebody if it's not exhorting them, helping them, or helping them down the road. It's not. Well, I'm just, well, you know, they are who they are. No, you know how, I hate the phrase, you know how they are. And it has to be accepted. I can't stand that. I can't stand that. If it's doing negative, I can't stand that. I don't have to accept it. And we don't have to accept who any person is. And we shouldn't. God doesn't respect the person of anybody. He doesn't respect your person. It is God that created us. We create the person and walk away from the image he created us in. Stop saying, I'm just that way. Let's stop doing that if it's not God's way. Let's take that out of our mouths and not spread it anymore to anybody else. Let's just say we are in the image of God. And if you're in the image of God, then you have the virtues of God, of everything positive and negative. And God, who cannot lie, he can't lie. Have you ever met somebody who can't lie? No matter what you throw at them, cannot lie. That's the image he gave us. The image he gave us. But we can lie at the drop of a hat. And then ask God for repentance. The day that Jesus died and rose from the grave, on the third day, the end time started then. Of coming. And we think we got so much time. We don't have no time. We think we got next year. We think we got even tomorrow. It's not guaranteed. He's going to come like a thief in the night. What you didn't expect to come. Start now and just tell them the truth. There's so many lies that we got to case against yourself in the law of perfectness. Why keep stacking folders for the prosecution to prosecute you with in front of the pure jury that is holy? Just stop. There's so much we gotta. Just stop. You can't be yourself if that self is not in the will of God. Well, you can make the statement, I will not apologize for being myself. You're in the hands of God. You have departed this life. And those of us who are left don't see you no more. We have to apologize for being ourselves because we're not perfect. And we don't say everything right as we should. Just stop saying that. Just strive for perfection. my grandson who passed away. I would love to sit down with him right now and just speak to him on what he has seen after death. And I mean that. I would love to hear him say, "Papa, stop. Papa, don't do that. Papa, do this right here. Papa, I found out how you can make it. Papa, God did forgive you for that. Papa, God did forgive you for that. Papa, do this right here. Sean, how you know that? Because Jesus told me to tell you that. Stop saying I am who I am. If you ain't what God wants you to be. Everybody listening tonight, you know God knows everything about you. You know what you're doing. You know what you ain't doing. You know what you're faking on. You know what you're lying on. You know what you're portraying on. You know how you're trying to staticize yourself. That's not a word, but that's a good word. Staticize yourself, how you want to position yourself for people to look at you. Stop. Just be what God wants you to be. He helped you, you help others. He encouraged you, you encourage others. He loved you, you love others. Some of our cups run over with blessings from God, and we are never, ever able to receive all the blessings he has given us. Those are blessings that belong to others through your life. So that coffee cup that sits on a saucer that holds the coffee cup that all those blessings are dripping into, scoop them up, give them to somebody. Your cup is full already. Get your life right. Get your life right. We have to apologize for who we are. We can't say I will not apologize for me being myself. We can't do that. Thank you, Jesus. Every day we shall apologize for who we are until we get it right. And the only day we get it right is when we have died and passed away. Hopefully we've done the right thing to wake up or to be in the presence of God at that time. That's all I got, y'all. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love, Daddy. Hello.
I said, God has spoken. Let the church say amen. We can drop the mic. We can close out.
Right. I ain't got nothing to say. God done convicted me, so.
He should have convicted all of us.
Shout out my new song. I don't really know what it's saying, but I'm going to let these words spray. Look, I'm going to let it spray like Febreze. You already know me. I'm 0 degrees. Cola, cola. He already got the mic, so I might as well pick it up.
I said, yeah. Okay.
What was I going to say?
You said, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say something. I'll not apologize for being myself. I guess another angle, just real quick, I will not apologize for being myself. The way I
will not apologize. I will not apologize for who I'm becoming. I will not apologize for who I'm becoming.
Okay, yes, I will not apologize for who I'm becoming. That kind of directs what I wanted to say, actually, about how, like, people around you can kind of like you, but want you, or you may feel the need to dim who you are to make other people comfortable. So just want to encourage everybody to walk in the fullness of the person you're striving to be. And like how my mom was saying, like the people will follow that will, or just pray for genuine relationships into your life. Pray for people to come into your life that love you, the full version of you as you're growing, because we're not perfect, but somebody that will, you know, people around you that will love you for where you're at and where you're headed. So, yeah, I will not apologize for who I'm becoming. It's very essential to make sure you're walking in the fullness of the person God sees you as.
Amen. And I got a text that says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, in Christ, we are new creatures. And yeah.
Yeah, walk in the fullness of the new person. Yeah, walk
exactly.
in the fullness of the new person God has for you daily. Yeah.
And if,
right.
if anybody's out there that you know, that falls up under that umbrella that my husband was talking about, just ask God to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. Because it was, he read Romans 12:2, but I want to go down to 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, if any man that is among you, not to think of himself more higher than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everybody has their own measure. My measure may be, you know, your measure might be bigger than my measure, whatever. But walk according to your measure. Don't try to measure your cup to somebody else's, because you'll mess it up. Because you haven't, God has given me much grace because I've done much. I've done a lot, like my husband said. We've done a lot in our lives, a lot. And that's why we want to come on here and share with the world that if he saved me and my husband out of Cali, I mean, he could save anybody. We were horrible. Horrible. If God saved us, he could save anybody. So let's not measure, you know, ourselves with each other or whatever. I mean, just walk your walk. Let your light shine. Wherever you go, just let it shine. And just be that new, walk in the newness, the fullness of God's grace and his mercy. Because he renews those every day. So whatever you did yesterday, you know what? He already forgave you for it. Walk in the newness. Don't keep repeating the same thing over and over. Don't keep sitting making the same mistake. I mean, repentance is turning away from. It's turning away from the thing that you're repenting from. It's not saying I'm sorry because I got caught or, you know, I got a feeling, you know, food. I mean, you're in your feelings, you know. No, just stop. Just stop whatever it is. You know what you need to stop doing. I'm not even going to call the stuff out. You know what you need to stop doing. I know what I need to stop doing. My daughter talked about the beam. Let's stop judging people and love people where they are, you know. And, yeah, if you have to tell them the truth, yeah, tell them the truth. But you know what? Guess what? Let's not walk in judgment. We just don't judge. How about that? Let's stop judging people. Let's love people where they are. By us showing people love, hopefully they won't stay there where they are. But if it seems like they just stuck right there, then tell them about themselves. Tell them in love. You know what? I know you're lying about that. I know you did this. You know what? God, love, just turn away from it. Let's do it this way. That way is not working for you. You've been doing it that way for years. It's not working.
It's not working. Turn from your wicked ways. God gonna give us enough, give you just enough to get by. You will never walk into the abundance. You will never have the abundance. You will never have enough. I mean, you just have just enough to get by. Anybody else have anything else to say?
Nope.
No. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this, for the Royal Blues. I thank you, Lord God, for Elder Oliver and his wife, Keisha Oliver, Lord God. Continue to use them for your glory, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Touch the radio station, Lord God, and touch every listener, Lord God, that's listening on tonight. I pray that we said something that touched somebody's life that's going to be life-changing, Lord God, and I just want to say thank you. You have thank you for your favor. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord God, thank you for your fullness, the fullness of your glory and your grace, Lord God. Help us to walk in your fullness, Lord God. And we know that all things work together for our good. Lord God, just continue to teach us through your word, Lord God, on how to be the people that you called us to be, Lord God, and not trying to be other people, our mothers or our fathers or our neighbors or our friends, but just be the person that you called us to be, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, and we praise you, Lord God. Can't nobody beat us being us. Lord God, let us be truthful with ourselves, Lord God. Let us do self-awareness, Lord God, not be so quick to point fingers at each other, Lord God, but deal with our own issues, Lord God, so we can walk this walk that you have put before us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, and we praise you, Lord God. If anybody is listening that has not accepted Christ in their life, Lord God, we just want to extend the invitation to accept Christ. Lord God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for those that's listening. If you haven't accepted Christ in your life, just repeat after me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. Come into my heart. Help me be that person that you called me to be. I believe that your son died, and I believe he rose on the third day. Come into my heart. And I just want to say thank you for accepting me for who I am. Thank you for letting me walk in who I'm supposed to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a great night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night.